From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump score wins in Nevada and South Carolina. The former Secretary of State won the Nevada Democratic caucus, defeating Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump took South Carolina's closely fought Republican primary. VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone says both frontrunners gained much-needed momentum.
Many of the states on Super Tuesday are in the South. That should play to the advantage of Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side, because many of those southern states have large African-American populations where she's very popular with those groups. And on the Republican side, it applies to Donald Trump as well, who has done very well with southern voters, as we see in South Carolina, and should be positioned to do well in states like Alabama and Arkansas as well on Super Tuesday.
VOA national correspondent Jim Malone. Meanwhile, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, once thought of as the front runner in the Republican field, has suspended his campaign.
I'm proud of the campaign that we've run to unify our country and to advocate conservative solutions that would give more Americans the opportunity to rise up and reach their God-given potential. But the people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign.
The son and brother of former Presidents George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush entered the race to huge expectations in June, but disappointing performances in Iowa and New Hampshire led to him pulling out after another disappointing finish in South Carolina. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The main rebel coalition in Syria says it's willing to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia calls a halt to its airstrikes and the Assad government ends its offensive near the Syrian-Turkish border. The High Negotiations Committee met in Saudi Arabia Saturday and condemned Russia's military action supporting the Damascus government. The coalition said Russia has shown disdain for the international community and disregard for the lives of Syrians. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov conferred on the crisis in Syria by telephone Saturday. There was no indication they made any significant progress on the truce issue. British Prime Minister David Cameron has set a referendum on Britain's continued membership in the European Union for June 23rd. Speaking Saturday outside the Prime Minister's residence, Cameron said his cabinet had approved a recommendation that Britain stay in a reformed 28-nation EU.
This is about how we trade with neighbouring countries to create jobs, prosperity, and financial security for our families. And it's about how we cooperate to keep our people safe and our country strong.
The Prime Minister added that the ultimate decision is for the British people to make in June. Britain's deal with the European Political and Economic Alliance followed a marathon two-day summit in Brussels. EU members unanimously agreed on a package of concessions to Britain. Former U.S. Supreme Court Justice the late Antonin Scalia has been remembered as a man who loved God, his family, and loved his country. At his funeral at Washington's Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, his son, the Reverend Paul Scalia, recalled his father's devotion both to God and to his country.
Dad understood that the deeper he went in his Catholic faith, the better a citizen and public servant he became. God blessed him with the desire to be the country's good servant because he was God's first.
Vice President Joe Biden led a distinguished group of officials, dignitaries, family members, and friends in attending the service for Scalia. Appointed in 1986 by former President Ronald Reagan, Antonin Scalia died February 13th while on a hunting trip in Texas. He was 79. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, including the latest from the U.S. political campaign, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.